Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the IRC conference call, and our chairperson today is Johnny. Johnny, please begin the call, and I'll be standing by for the question and answer session.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Johnny Yun, and I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited conference call for the 2025 annual results announcement of the company. Apart from me, with us today are our CEO, Mr. Dennis Chernenko, and our CFO, Daniela Kodirak. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download them from our website at www.ircgroup.com.hk. 各位好，我是铁光银货财务主管同埋公司秘书袁兆章，欢迎大家出席铁光银货香港交易所股票编号1029 2025年嘅业绩报告嘅电话会议。今日公司出席嘅代表包括首席执行官 Dennis Chernenko 先生，首席财务官 Daniela Kodirak 先生。 出席嘅嘉賓暫時會預設為聆聽嘅模式嘅，喺管理層正式報告完畢之後，我就會設有答問嘅時間，歡迎大家可以使用英文、國語或者廣東話發問。另外，都想提醒大家，呢個會議係正在錄音進行錄音嘅，而會議使用嘅公告同埋演講稿已經上載於本公司嘅網站 www.ircgroup.com.hk，歡迎大家下載。我哋有請我哋嘅首席執行官 Dennis Chernenko 先生為你
It's our pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Dennis. You may begin, please.
Good afternoon, good morning, dear shareholders, dear investors. So let's start our 2025 annual results announcement. So I will start with our presentation. You have it in presence, I hope so, and we will start with the page number 5 with the key 2025 highlights, and we started with the financials. Revenue rose to 285.1 million in comparison with the previous year, rise by 16.7%, so, and mainly due to 25% increase in sales volume, despite 6.4% decrease in Platts 65 index price. Cash cost per ton decreased to 77.7, mainly due to improved quality of iron ore and lower stripping ratio at Sotara, and improved iron ore recovery following technology improvement made by KNS team. Group adjusted EBITDA, excluding non-recurring items and foreign exchange, of 17.2 million. So in comparison with the 2024, it was 9.3 million, sorry. So, and adjusted underlying loss of $3.4 million in comparison with the 2024, it was $15.4 million. And asset impairment charge on KNS of $152.9 million, driven by ruble appreciation and stronger ruble outlook, which inflates projected future cost. And by this, loss attributable to shareholders of 131.5 million. Cash and deposit decreased to 41.6 million, mainly due to a voluntary repayment of MIC loan and CAPEX incurred on the KNS mining fleet and Sotara development. And also some production and results, so that already partially announced. Production volume increased by 23% to 2,925,000 tons, mainly due to improved quality of ore from Sudara and better iron ore recovery. And by this, sales volume increased by 25% to 2,928,000 tons, in line with the production increase. KNS own mining fleet commenced operation, reducing the reliance on external mining contractors and successfully quick ramping of mining work at Sudara. So please go to the financials, and I pass the word to Danila Petlerov.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to give you a quick update on our results of the last year. If you look at the slide on 9, we have the overview of our results of the last year, which Dennis basically already give you the highlights about. I can make a few notes about number of points. So yes, as Dennis yes already mentioned, the main driver of our results of the last year was increase in the volume of the production and the volume of sales, which was achieved on the back of our success with the development of Sutara mine and the end of the previous year, and with improved quality and characteristics of the ore which we were mining at the Sutara mine, we were able to significantly improve our situation in terms of the production and in terms of the cost, which is reflected in the volume of sales and also in the amount of the cash cost. And so as you can see here, we have the reduction in the cash cost, and we need to also to note here that it was done on the back of quite significant appreciation of the ruble year on year, and so it means that in terms of the ruble, we achieved even larger decrease in the cost of operations. So the increase in the volume and decrease in the cost of the production, it kind of allowed us to overcome the adverse effects of the change in the macro environment, like namely the decrease in the Platts price and the appreciation of the ruble, and it allowed us to achieve the increase of the EBIT of the group. So on this slide, I can also note the increase in the generation of the cash. So there was significant increase in the cash that we were able to generate out of the operation. So there are two inputs in here. So input number one is that it was the increase of the underlying EBIT. But also at the end of the year, we were able to significantly improve the turnover of the receivables of the company. So the collection of the cash that we get out of our customers. The situation was significantly improved, and this allowed us to improve the cash balance at the end of the year. In terms of the capex, there was quite significant increase year on year, but mainly that the input of this was the procurement of our own fleet of mine equipment, and partially the remaining capital expenditures in relation with the crushing screen plant on the Sutara mine. So if you look on the next slide. So basically, I just mentioned all the points already. I can also only make a point in the about the decrease of the G&A expenses, and as I mentioned already, so that was achieved on the back of the depreciation of the ruble. So it means that we are putting more efforts in terms of the decrease of the cost of the companies, which includes the costs of the in relation with the general administrative expenses of the group. On the next slide, there is information about the balance sheet of the company at the end of the year. So as Denis mentioned already, in terms of the decrease and in the PPE, in the fixed and tangible assets, this is a reflection of the impairment of KNS. I can underline again that this is a non-cash impairment, which we're required to do in accordance with the accounting standards. And the main like driver of the KNS impairments was appreciation of the exchange rate of the ruble, and also the also change in the outlook of the ruble. So it's not only that year on year there was significant so 10 rubles a dollar appreciation, but the outlook in the long run it was also changed with the appreciation of the ruble in the amount of roughly 10 ruble a dollar, and because all our costs basically denominated in rubles, it means it automatically means that our cost basis in the life of mine model of the evaluation of the KNS, so all the costs increased, and so this was reflected in this impairment. So although as I mentioned, it's an accounting entry. So in terms of the working capital movement, I mentioned already. So the most notable is the decrease in accounts receivables, so these are the main items. On the next slide, there is information about the cash flow, which basically I touched upon already. The slide worth talking about is the next one with the analysis of the cash cost. As I mentioned already, so you can see here there was a significant reduction in the cost of the production and the cost of the delivery. So the DAP cost. So mainly it was achieved on the back of decrease in the cost of the mine operations. In the cash cost of the product. So as I mentioned, that is because of the improvement in the quality of the ore. It means that improvement in the yield, in the recovery rate, and means that we need to mine less. We need to mine less in order, I guess, not to produce a ton of the product, and also the big input in this is also stripping ratio, which is currently is much lower at Sitara mine, in opposite of what was last year when we were working, we were still mining the Kinkan mine. On the next slide, so we have a diagram which gives you a very good visual of what changed between the previous year and this year. And as we mentioned already, so the biggest adverse factors which affected our results last year was the appreciation of the ruble and the decrease in the plus price, decrease in iron ore price. I can mention and explain the negative difference in the amount of 7.5 million in relation with salaries. So this is the result of the increase of headcount at KNS with the commissioning, with the closing of the commission of the crushing and screening plant at Sutara mine, which requires additional people to work there, and obviously it's also the procurement of our mine equipment, which also requires additional people. But with the procurement of the fleet, we are basically replacing the cost of the services which we are paying right now in terms of the mine operations with our own costs, and so it was expected. We will get the increase in salaries, and yes, it's also the reflection of the high inflation in terms of the payrolls in Russia. So together with inflation and the lack of the labor and workforce, which is able to kind of operate on the equipment. So we are feeling the pressure in terms of the increasing. Salaries of KNS, and so this is a reflection of this. In terms of other costs, as we mentioned already, we were able to significantly reduce the costs due to the improvement of the recoveries of the yields, yes, also optimization of the processes at KNS, and so that allows us to significantly offset the impact of the adverse macro environment, which is decreasing the price of iron ore and FX. So on the next slide, we have our usual update about the amount of the liquidity and the indebtedness, and we can update as of today, as was mentioned in the prospectus in relation to the right issue, we repaid the loan, and while at the end of the year there was a loan outstanding of 28 million, as of today it's none. I think with this, there is all we wanted to give you updates about our results, and so I hand over to Denis to talk about the corporate update.
Thank you very much, Danila. I want to continue with a few words about our corporate events. So about the right issue that was successfully completed in February 2026 and started in 2025. On 24th of October 2025, the company proposed to raise up approximately 41.8 million before expenses by way of a right issue, to issue a maximum of a little bit more than 638 million right shares at a subscription price of 0.51 Hong Kong dollars per right share, on the basis of one rights share for every two existing shares. The rights issue was completed on 6th of February 2026, for which all of these shares has been issued, and the company has raised 41.8 million before expenses. By this money we received, our company has strengthened financial position, enhancing our liquidity and providing us with a greater flexibility and resilience. After completion of the right issue in February 2026, the MIC loan was fully repaid in March 2026. Thank you very much. This is all about the corporate activity, and thank you very much. I pass the word to Johnny.
Yes, thanks a lot, Dennis and Danila. Operator, please, can we go to the Q&A section, please?
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, the question and answer section will now begin. If anyone wishes to ask the question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, if anyone wishes to ask the question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. If anyone wishes to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question is come from Keith. Keith, please go ahead.
Wait, hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello, yes.
Hello, how are you? Q&A 時間?
Yes,
oh. 我姓李的,有些問題想問一問,現在可以問得了嗎?是,請說,請說。我見你們那間廠的產能,現在都做到93%,銷售又多了20多%,但又要蝕成億多,想問一下你們公司怎樣看前景呢?另外,今年2026年,你們做不做到那個 capacity可以做到100%呢? 咁你哋生產會唔會有啲咩樽頸呀,有咩影響到生產嘅?咁另外講返就係話,我見你哋過去嗰一年呢,都做配股呀,嗰啲動作,咁個股價又跌咗咁多,大股東都揞咗好多錢入嚟。咁我想問下你哋仲有冇集資嘅計劃?咁另外就,
我又想問下啦,你之前就話銷售方面呢,收過錢,收到啲過錢,但係呢會錢出有啲阻滯嘅,咁我問下,想問下而家係咪已經解決咗呢個問題?咁我就呢幾個問題,唔該曬。哦,OK,唔該曬,我將啲問題翻做英文先。So,Dennis and Danila, this is Keith, our shareholders. So he has basically 4 questions, so I'll just go through them one by one and then you can answer. Okay, the first question is about the fact that now we are operating at around 93% capacity, and Keith also noted that our sales had increased by 25%. So with these good numbers, we are still reporting a loss of around more than 100 billion US. So he wants to seek your view about how
we see the future of our company. So let's just go through one by one. So please, can you answer this question first, and then we'll go through the rest.
Yes, I can address the question. So Mr. Keith is quite right, and this is a good point which he raises, is that even with quite significant improvement in terms of the production efficiency, with the increase in production volumes, with increase in yields, and moreover with the low level of the cost of mining, as I mentioned, we enjoyed the stripping ratio last year, which was significantly lower. So the distance of hauling was significantly lower.
And it's normal when you begin to mine in your body, you at the beginning, of the life of mine, you enjoy the low level of the stripping ratio and also the haulage distance. So with the time, this inevitably will increase. So yeah, in terms of our operational efficiency, we were in the so not ideal situation, but in a situation which was very good last year. So, and unfortunately, even with all this, due to macro environment, we are ending up with a negative result in terms of the net loss. Yeah, unfortunately, this is the reality we are living in. So with the slowdown in the Chinese economy, the demand on the iron ore and the price of iron ore and coal, SM coal, are decreasing. So we are not enjoying the high iron ore prices as we've seen, like even a year ago, yes, or 2 years ago. Not talking about what was a few years ago. And another negative effect was obviously the increase in the exchange rate of ruble. So while the exchange rate of ruble was improvement in the exchange rate of ruble was quite surprising on the back of all the issues in terms of the of geopolitics, but yeah, it affects us negatively. And answering the question, what is our outlook on the future? We cannot do anything about the macro environment, so we are living in the environment which is given. Although we can all improve our cost basis, and so everything which is management is focused on, improvement of the costs, with all our initiatives, and our results of last year basically are good evidence of the efforts and the good results of these efforts which we are putting into improving our cost basis. And so this year we are planning to keep on working on the improvement of the production efficiency. We are planning to work on increasing the volume of the mine operations which we are doing on our own, which kind of should assist us in decreasing the cost. And so we are hoping that in terms of the macro environment there will be improvement at least, so maybe with the exchange rate.
Yes, I think that's all good point. So may I also add the fact that all right, this 131 billion loss is let's say a bit scary, but I think we also have to look into account of the fact that we have this impairment as well as some other non-recurring items. I.e. the gain on disposal of the joint venture as well as the write back of this payable to our EPC contractor. All right, so if we take out all of these non-recurring items, let's just look at our underlying results, which is we make a loss of 3.4 million US. I mean, it's still a red number, it's still a negative number, but still it's a much less scary number than the face of the P&L. So we always want our investors and readers to look into our underlying results, which is a more true picture of what we did last year.
咁所以就好不幸地就個外來環境唔好做啦。咁但係我哋都會着重喺我哋自身嘅可以做到嘅事情嘅，例如話我哋會繼續努力去提升我哋 Sutora 礦場嗰個產能啦，咁希望可以增加我哋嘅效率啦，同埋即係嗰個我哋有自己嘅 mine fleet， 即係自己嘅開採團隊啦，咁希望可以減低開採成本啦，咁就都係希望話嗰個未來嗰個外來環境會好啲啦。咁同埋其實咧$131 billion，即係一億幾嘅呢個虧損嘅數目咧都有啲嚇人嘅。咁但係其實都包含咗呢啲頭先我哋所講嘅撥備啊、啲 impairment 嗰啲。咁所以其實嗱，我哋如果唔睇呢啲撥備，呢啲我哋係話係帳面數啦，我哋叫做。咁其實咧，我哋今年個蝕嘅數目就係大概係$300 million到啦。咁其實呢個數字都係跌，不過就即係老實實就冇咁嚇人咯。咁就比較即係合乎翻我哋反映到係真實嗰個營運環境咯。咁呢個我希望大概解到第一問題。咁我哋去翻第二條問題啦。咁關於你話關於2026年嗰個 capacity 嘅問題。咁Dennis， the next question is about the capacity。So now that we are 93% capacity， so are we looking at 100% capacity in 2026 and thereafter？ Because obviously in the past we have never been able to achieve 100%， but now we are pretty close to 100%。So keep would like to know. All right, so.You know, guys, do you have any bottlenecks or anything which you foresee which prevent us from achieving 100% capacity? How do we see that? So that's the key questions.
Yes, I can answer that. I think last year, I don't recollect whether it was the largest volume of the production. I think one year when we had also quite large amount of the capacity when the Kimkan ore quality was good. But we are proud not only that we've been able to achieve a high level of the capacity, but we've been able to achieve this with the grade of the ore which were lower so of what we had at the beginning of the production of KNF 10 years ago. So it means it's not only we are enjoying the slight improvement in the quality of Sutara ore, but we also significantly advanced in terms of our ability to process the poor quality ore and to squeeze the maximum in terms of the recovery and yields. And obviously we are looking at the possibility of increasing the capacity of KNF, and these plans are based like not only on our expectations of yes of mining a better ore, so the quality of the ore which we are mining is quite stable, but it's mostly based on our plans to improve the processing. And as he mentioned, so he asked whether we see any bottlenecks. Yeah, there are, of course, so we have some bottlenecks in terms of the production process, and we are gradually like resolving them. So this is more of a, it's more of a technical discussion, which I'm not going into on this call. But yes, answering his question, we are working on this, but we cannot give any guidelines at the moment. But I can only mention that this is a primary focus of the management of resolving the production bottlenecks, improve the efficiency, improve the capacity, increase the production, because with the increase of the production, we are decreasing the cash cost on the ton, which give us the additional profits.
Actually, 我哋今年冇錯，你講得啱啊，咁個 capacity 都真係唔錯嘅，有 93%。咁因為我哋受惠於Sutara 礦場嗰個礦產物嗰個質素比較好啦。咁同埋我哋間廠亦都有啲提升嘅，我哋咧都令到我哋做一啲 fine tune 嘅工作去調校間廠，亦都做一啲新嘅改進啦。咁就令到我哋一啲就算渣啲嘅礦物咧，即係屙咗落去咧，我哋都可以生產到。咁 其實呢兩方面令到我們係真係今年嘅產能係相當唔錯。咁但係話問到話未來日子有冇呢個樽頸位咧，其實就總會有嘅，因為其實去到接近達到 100% 嘅時候咧，其實就要即係樣嘢都好順利、好順嘅時候先可以做到啦。其實一定會有嘅，咁但係其實咧，我哋都逐漸將以前見到嗰啲樽頸位都慢慢逐個解決咧，咁就更加越嚟接近嘅啦。咁但係咧，我哋就唔係好方便可以俾多啲好實際嘅 guidance 俾你話，喂係咪真係可以做 100% 咧咁樣？咁就實在就唔係咁方便可以俾到好準確嘅數字俾你。不過只可以話俾你知，其實我哋一步一步越嚟越接近，亦都係可以慢慢解決到所有之前遇到嘅生產困難。咁其實亦都希望我哋咧，其實隨住個產能更加提升啦，咁當然拉雲嚟講嗰個生產成本亦都會下降啦。咁所以到時希望都會再好啲。咁啊好，咁我問埋第三條問題先，咁仲有一個四條問題。Third question is about rent issues. So Keith is aware of the fact that we've done two rent issues in a relatively short period of time. And he's also realized that, you know, obviously our largest shareholders have also injected quite a lot of money into the company. So he would like to know whether we have any more fundraising plan. I think we can just say that, you know, Dennis and Dennis, you know, feel free to answer.
Dennis, would you like to answer this or I shall? What's your preference?
I will answer. Okay, so our largest shareholder, first of all, so was ready to invest and invested two times, so due to the rights issue, but first of all, so it was a rights issue for all shareholders, and any of the shareholder could invest. So definitely, so this rights issue was due to the situation on the market first, because of the price, because of the ruble depreciation and all other problem. But first of all, so the company needed to do two things. First of all, so to increase to decrease the cost and increase margin. And the only way was to do it. First of all, so to decrease a cost for the contractors, and by this replace the contractors with our own forces. And the second one is to decrease the money we spend for the interest. Rate to interest we pay to the our to the MIC, so to whom we owe the significant part of debt, and by this so shareholder so consider it that it could be so the good investment, and due to the fact that company increased its capacity first. Increase the margin, nevertheless, of the fact of the better circumstances, better prices, bad situation with the ruble, and the shareholders still believe that company can return and the shares will and capitalization will increase. And also we still going on with our investment program, and I hope that we also find a solution how to finance this investment program. So just because the replacing of the contractors has not been finished in full. I hope I answered the question.
Yes. Okay, then. Thank you.
Do you want to? Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to make a small like note here. So just to add to what like Dennis mentioned already, is that the situation, the macro environment, as I mentioned already, is quite changing. Unfortunately, it's not like changing to the good. So the dynamics that we've seen in the past years in terms of the steady decrease in the iron prices, so it's keep on going. So and unfortunately, the overall outlook on the iron ore market is not is not good. So on the base of all the our discussions with the steel mills and an overall like view and sentiment on the market with the commission of the new mines in Africa, so with additional like supply of the high grade iron ore on the market, with decrease in the pace of the urbanization, so in China, so general outlook is that iron prices will be declining. So we are not expecting, and we are not planning that we will be enjoying the rebound in the price of iron ore. So unfortunately, in order to be afloat, if I may use this expression, we need to keep on running, and keep on running means that in order to keep like positive results, to keep to be able to get the positive results in terms of our operations, we need to constantly improve in an attempt to decrease the cost. And decreasing the cost, unfortunately, it means that we need to invest in the mine equipment, as we mentioned already. So currently, the program, investment program that which we completed at the end of last year, it covers only part of the mine operations which we are doing. So we have the way to go, and in order to do this, we need more capital. In previous years, that was investment in Sutara mine, and as we were explaining, without this investment, so the company will not be operational at this moment. So we were required to raise money to invest in Sutara. So now we are reaping the fruits of this investment. The last year we were keep investing in Sutara, but we were required to begin investing in the additional equipment to improve the efficiency, to invest in mine operations. So this year we're analyzing what additional investments we need in the mining fleet, in the blasting operations, and all this require money. And so unfortunately this is where we are. So we are hoping. We are open to the improvement of macro environment, but in a station when we are realistically not expecting this, we still will need to invest money in order to keep the company afloat and keep on working with the positive results. So I hope that together with Dennis' replies, it addresses your question.
其實阿Dennis就話咧，其實冇錯嘅，我今年即係2025年咧就即係近短期內做咗兩次嘅配股啦。咁但係其實我哋都想提出咧，其實個配股都即係被當然係配股嘅定義就係每一個股東都有權參與啦。咁就變咗希望係公平少少先啦。咁同埋的而且確個市場情況唔係好走咧，咁所以為著我哋要可以即係有好啲嘅 balance sheet 同埋嗰個cash flow position咧，咁所以其實都真係有需要做呢啲咁嘅配股嘅工作。咁其實我哋最主要就係想做兩樣嘢，咁但係當然就係想提高我哋嘅 margin 咧，提高我哋嗰個盈利啦，咁同埋都減低我哋嘅成本啦。咁其實咧，我哋有兩樣嘢，最主要就係嗰個配股咧，係可以令到我哋去 買一啲開採嘅機器啊，即係我哋叫 mining equipment 啦，咁就可以令到我哋唔使成依賴一啲外在嘅一啲我哋請翻嚟嗰啲 mining contractors 嗰啲承包商去做，因為佢哋做嘢已經真麻麻嘅，其實咁就入手貴。咁但係咧，其實我哋咧如果有自己嘅開採嘅團隊咧，咁就可以省卻一啲我哋要俾嗰啲開採費用啦。 咁同時我哋都還咗我哋嘅貸款嘅，咁因為其實當然啦，利息係咁增加啦，咁其實我哋如果還咗貸款咧，就可以減輕我哋嗰個利息嗰個負擔。咁所以呢兩樣嘢咧都對於我哋嚟講咧都非常重要。咁跟住亦都阿鄧生亦都係補充翻啦，咁其實的而且確咧，佢我哋睇翻外在嗰個條件咧，其實咧都幾複雜，因為咧內地經濟都 唔係話復甦得好快啦。咁同埋加上新嘅礦場亦都有投入生產嘅，我諗南非都有一個好大嘅礦場咧，就會2026年就會開始大量投產。咁所以個外圍環境嘅情況就唔係話太過理想。咁所以咁嘅情況之下咧，其實我哋都需要自身去強化自己咧，嚟到希望可以面對呢啲咁嘅衝擊嘅。咁尤其是你見到我哋以前啦，其實 Sutara 嗰個發展咧，其實我哋以前都需要集資去生產。咁而家我哋攞到我哋應有嘅收益啦。咁而家我哋都投資緊呢啲咁嘅資本咧，落去我哋頭先所講嘅開採嘅機器嗰度。咁希望未來咧，亦都可以為我哋帶來一啲利益咁樣嘅。咁啊，今天投資就明天希望有收穫啦。咁所以咧我哋的而且確有需要做呢兩個咁嘅配股嘅，咁啊都希望解釋到你嘅問題啦。咁我就好快咁問到第四個問題。So the fourth question is about the last question from Keith about sales receivable. So obviously in the past we mentioned about the fact that you know we have been having some issues about recovering money from our trade debtors or from our customers. So Keith wanted to know whether this has been resolved and we are getting the money that we need to get.
Yes, it's a good question, and yes, we can answer. So previously, we were experiencing the delays of the repayments of our accounts receivables from our main customer, which is located in the northeast of China. We had so I think that was due to it was partly due to problems with the sanctions regime in relation with the banks, with the problems with the opening of the letter of credit, but it was partially also the reflection of the difficult situation in the metallurgical industry in China. We were extensively negotiating this almost on a weekly basis with our customer last year, and if the beginning of the year our average turnover was on the level of the 2 months, at the end of the year we were able to decrease it to 2 weeks. So in average, I'll use that normal level shall be about a month of the sales volume, which is roughly in line with the time which is required to process the documents and get the money using the letter. We hopefully we can make a note that situation has significantly improved. So at this moment of time it's normal, is in line with what we expect of the turnover of the proceeds of sales to be. But this is a constant work with the customers, and this is of the utmost importance because it's our liquidity. And the management pays a lot of attention.
Right. Okay. Keith 咁佢哋佢話呢個問題都問得好精細啊。咁佢話的而且確咧，係我哋過往咧係喺收款上咧有啲延遲嘅。咁咧其實都有好多原因嘅，因為當然啦，大家對於俄羅斯啊或者嗰啲潛在嘅制裁啊咁樣，咁所以銀行咧好審慎。咁所以咧，啲匯款亦都比較慢啦。咁而其實各方面嘅都唔係話好暢順。咁但係其實咧，我哋都同我哋客户咧就不停咁溝通啦，亦都同銀行不停咁溝通啦。咁其實咧事情已經有改變嘅，有改善。咁其實你見到咧，其實我哋係今年真係收翻好多錢嘅。咁亦都唔見到未來有任何嘅壞帳嘅情況出現。咁其實咧，呢件事咧係有明顯改善嘅。咁其實我哋都係好留意住呢件事，就呢件事唔會掉以輕心，因為當然收錢係我哋好重要嘅事情啦咁樣。咁所以冇問題嘅，而家我哋已經收嘅個 recoverability 已經高翻好多。咁其實如果見到我哋 cash flow， 其實我哋今年其實個 increase in 嗰個 receivable 咧都多咗2000万。咁你見到我 cash flow movement 喺 slide 12度咧，其實都真係見到 個 receivable 嗰度咧係個收錢嘅情況咧係有改善，咁所以個 cash flow statement 都見到現金流量表度係啦。咁就希望都答到你嘅問題啊 ，Keith， 喂，唔該曬你先。咁有冇其他問題？
好啦，唔該，答得好。
喂，麻煩，麻煩曬。Yes, operator, please see if there's any other questions.
Sorry, Johnny, we don't have questions at this point of time.
Oh, I see. All right, that sounds good. All right, so I guess we can call it a day, and thanks a lot for joining this call. So if there's any questions, just feel free to let us know. You can contact us at any time. Our contact details can be found at our website at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thanks a lot and have a good day. 因為冇其他提問啦，咁我諗我哋今日都可以結束啦，亦都有我哋今日都有好好嘅問題啦。咁但係如果各方面有其他問題嘅，隨時歡迎大家隨時可以聯絡我哋。咁我哋聯絡方法咧就喺我哋官網 www.ilcgroup.com.hk 就可以揾到噶啦。又或者我哋嘅公告裏面都有提到我哋嘅電話或者 contact 資料嘅。咁隨時歡迎可以大家有問題可以大家來研究啊。Okay, so operator, I guess we can call it a day, and thanks everyone for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. The conference call has been concluded.
Thank you
for your participation.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.